But you know, as I prayed over this, through the years, it's taken me years to understand this and visiting it almost every month in newcomers class, I began to see that this was something to do with character when we give our life to Christ. And how what we do comes out of our relationship, because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, or because of our relationship with our Creator through Jesus Christ. And you see, those who were considered the sheep, their relationship with Jesus is such a part of them that they live their faith caring for others and don't realize that they're doing it while they're doing it. Does that make sense to you? Yes. They live out of this joy. Now, I'm sure in this day when Christians were getting, in Matthew's day, when Christians were really being tormented and some of them killed and such, you know, I'm sure a lot of them had bad days, right? But the people who are sheep, that they're talking about being sheep in this scripture, have such a joy in them and a presence of their relationship with God in them that they affect the people that they are around, that they give people clothing and it doesn't even register to them that they're actually taking care of someone who's in need. That they give people food and clothing, that they visit people in prison. And it's just a part of who they are. It's not that they're doing something special or, well, I've done my good deed today. They're not thinking of it that way. It's just who they are, right? You understand that? And so then we come to the goats. We come to the people at Jesus' left hand. And this starts to worry me. Do you want to know why it starts to worry me? Because as I read this, I'm going, wow, is that me? Because now some of you know, and many of you probably don't, but as some of you have seen me when something maybe just went wrong 10 minutes before worship starts, and I am focused on fixing that problem. Anybody ever seen me walking around when that happens? And you may be walking right next to me, and to you, I probably blew you off, but I had no idea you were even standing there. Anybody ever do that? Or am I the only one in this church? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I know I'm a focused person. Jamie tells me that when she's talking, and I would say, Jamie, did you say something? I didn't even hear you. Where is she? By the way, I want to introduce you to my wife, Jamie. Some may not recognize her. I didn't after she got her hair cut, but... She didn't know if I liked it or didn't like it because all I did was... You know, didn't I? I really... Yeah. So anyway. Now see, my ADD kicked in and I got off track. So, but anyway, seriously, I worry and I pray hard that I am not represented in this, the goats. It reminds me of a story about Mother Teresa, which some of you have heard before, whenever she was coming to the U.S. to speak. And long story short, she was like an hour and a half late to this, for her speech to happen. And finally she showed up, and through the interpreter she said, I was out front while you all were coming in to this to listen to me speak. And she said, most of you walked over a man laying on the steps of this place. And I called the ambulance and rode with him to the hospital, and now I just made it back in time to speak to you. How many of us are so focused on our important lives and getting to our important appointments that we lose track of who we are missing along the way? I don't want to be that person. And I don't think you probably want to either. But when I read this scripture, I think, man, am I a goat? You see, this scripture brings out John Wesley's concept that I mentioned a couple weeks ago, where he combined the idea of personal holiness. All right? Personal holiness, and you've been at some churches where you hear this, it's about where, you know, a relationship with Jesus Christ, right? I've been members of churches, it's all different kinds of churches, where the most important thing is your relationship with Jesus Christ and the fact that you are saved. Right? And that is extremely important. Amen to that, right? But then you have another type of church that focuses on more social holiness, where you may not ever really hear about Jesus Christ being the Lord and Savior of your life, but you hear about living out the Christian life. You hear about feeding the hungry and clothing the poor,